This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Halliburton's Highlands Health Services is hoping caring and compassionate locals will answer the call to become volunteers at the healthcare facility. No matter if you only have a few hours to spare each week or month, HHS is looking for residents to become volunteers, helping out in a variety of roles. Canoe FM recently spoke with Amanda Rowden, Community Support Manager at HHS, to learn more about the improved volunteer program there and how people of all ages and stages have something to offer both patients and staff. She's encouraging everyone who's interested in giving back to their community to take the leap into volunteering.
While volunteers play multiple roles across our organization, including those in the community, long-term care, the hospital and the hub setting, and the Minden Auxiliary members. And then there are some more leadership roles like board committees for both HHS and the foundation, as well as our community advisory committee volunteers. So there are so many roles, it'd be too many to name, but they're for the community, it's things like hospice volunteer, social rec, adult day program. And then in long-term care, it's like sitting with the residents, reading to them, maybe some hospice work in there as well. And then again, the hospital setting, it's our greeters and it's our Minden Auxiliary members who run the gift shop. We're very fortunate. We have a lot of different roles to offer.
Rowden says prospective volunteers are the ones who choose how and where they'd be best suited at HHS. That said, the hospital is always looking for innovative ways to improve the efficiency of the facility and its programs. So new ideas are always welcome.
So the volunteers will come in, they'll have a meet and greet with our volunteer coordinator, Bridget, who helped me answer some of these questions today. So it's great to have her here in spirit. And they will go through a process where we'll get to know what their needs are, or what their wants are, or what their hobbies are, and then we'll pair them appropriately with a position. And I think it's key to remember that if you don't see a position that's available online, bring it forward. We're always looking to develop new spots and new places for people and from our community and our hospital in a volunteer setting. We currently have 244 active volunteers. That includes all of those areas, as well as our board and committee members. And really, we can use as many volunteers as we can get. So we can use volunteers across the board. Our volunteers are fundamental in providing the services here for the hospital. And we're really excited to expand our volunteer roles in any capacity, like I previously mentioned.
Rowden says the volunteer program has recently been streamlined to differentiate between those who want to work with patients and those who prefer to work in the background. Extensive training is provided so that volunteers are fully prepared in their roles.
So volunteer training, we pride ourselves on having very skilled volunteers. They go through a comprehensive orientation process that will enhance the work that they do. And we also offer ongoing training opportunities so our volunteers can upgrade their skills and knowledge. They do require a vulnerable sector for any volunteering position that we offer here. We do require a health review for any volunteers that are going to be working directly with clients, residents, or patients. But if you want to do indirect care, which would be like a community advisory committee or a leadership role like a board, and or any kind of unattached from a patient job, we don't require health review. And I think that's important to highlight here. We just recently changed that from feedback from the volunteers. So
HHS volunteers have the freedom to choose how many hours per week or month they work. But one thing is certain, they all share a desire to give back and help others in their community.
Anybody considering volunteering is exactly what we're looking for. We can work with any age of volunteer, whether you're a student looking to come in after school and read to a resident, to being a retired individual who's, you know, wanting to spend the days by the dock and maybe coming in for the evenings and helping with some bingo and long-term care. Any capacity that we can have a volunteer is a capacity that we'll support. Just that they're passionate about their community. You know, if you were to go around and talk to any of our volunteers, everybody has the very similar, unique drive. They want to improve healthcare and they're compassionate about being involved in bettering healthcare and access to services for our community of Halliburton, our little county.
For more information or to become a volunteer, visit HHS.ca and fill out the online application form or call 705-457-2941 extension 2927.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.